Okay, here we are. Hour number three, busy, busy, busy. While we take that 6 minutes off, the work never stops. All right, Dr. Eric Carlstrom is back with us tonight. Professor Carlstrom is with us a couple times a month. He is an extraordinarily well-connected, well-versed scholar in the hideous field of targeted individuals and worse. And as I've mentioned already, and as most of you know, if you've been listening, and maybe you figured it out earlier, next Monday is when they begin to inject our children, 5 years of age and up, in their schools. They'll be doing it in schools and other places, but in their schools. And if we allow this mass murder of children, we no longer will be deserving to be called human. This is not human behavior. Pull your children out of school if they're going to try to force it on your kids in your school. And they are. It's a nationwide program. If you allow this, by our silence we allow, remember, you are complicit in the murder of yours and other children as well. This program has to be stopped. This is a bioweapon. It's not a vaccine. You all know that by now, so I'm preaching to the choir. But do whatever you can to convince those people who don't listen to this program to don't allow, under any circumstance, their children to be injected with this kill shot. Don't do it. Help them understand. You've got to do it. Do your best. All right, Eric, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's always great to continue our conversation, and I really appreciate your interest, your abiding interest in these absolutely critical topics. I think what you said about the kill shot, the Franken shot, the Depop shot, the Claude shot, whatever you want to call it, is very, of course, at the very top of the list of atrocities now. But the topic that we hopefully will get into tonight about the mind control state that we have been living in for a long time, I think is very related. It would appear that our government long ago decided rather than govern us, they would prefer to control us completely, even to the point of removing our free will. Now, that is a, you know, existential, spiritual assault on what it means to be a human being. So, and now we also see the physical assault as well with the Claude shot, the Depop shot. So it would appear, as you say, that you know, the driving force behind these programs is not human as we would expect humans to behave. There's something else occurring which we you know, probably can't solve tonight. But in the context of my websites, which are five since I retired, I've kept in 2011 from 30 years of teaching at three universities, geography departments. I've got five websites. Naturalclimatechange.org shows the lie of man-caused global warming, and of course that's part of the control grid to give control to one world government. 911nwo.com, of course, was, you know, synthetic terrorism, state-sponsored, which set this, all of this up, this phony war on terrorism, to keep people in fear and to create this massive national security racketeering network that has profited by the trillions since 9/11. And another website, which we'll talk about tonight, is the one we've been featuring, is my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And another one is San Luis Valley Waterwatch.com, which is near where I live in Southern Colorado. And then finally, my music site is ericcarlstrom.com. But I sent you a post that I've just been working on that features three articles. One's a book, actually, which I think kind of continue to just, you know, provide overwhelming evidence of what is happening.
Look, for all of our listeners, Eric, excuse me, look under guests, look at Eric, and you'll find Neocortical Warfare, The Mind Control State, Political Targeting, Secret Weapons Testing, Medical Abuse, and Guinea Pigs. It's all right there. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, well, these three articles, one, the first that I feature here is by a military man who's writing for a military journal called Military Review, and his name is Richard Zafransky. He wrote an article in 1994, note the year, you know, going on 30 years ago, right after the Soviet Union split apart, now the United States, the sole superpower. And what he's promoting is that we need to change the way we think about doing war, and we need to attack the brain. We need to subdue the enemy's will. And he quotes the great Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu, who said, you know, to defeat the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill. And his article is Neocortical Warfare, the Acme of Skill. I would call it the acne of evil myself, because that,
I'm
think,
with you.
Is... What he outlines in this article, which I just got off the internet, and I've got this on my post there. I've put the highlights, and I've also put some excerpts from his article, and I've put the main points. What he outlines is essentially a global gang-stalking electronic harassment mind control program, much like the Department of Defense's Monarch program, which was the operational use of the CIA's MK Ultra mind control experiments going back to the 1950s and ongoing until now. So the whole, it would appear that since World War II, the real ruling elite had a plan to enslave humanity. And now it's coming to pass. And of course the clot shot, which Catherine Austin Fitz believes will hook us up to the Pentagon cloud and award us, you know, cryptocurrency to our body if we're good little doobies, and then cut us off and make us die if we're not good little doobies. I mean, this is the ultimate slave state that is ramping up around us. Our necks are in the noose. I hope there are people there who have a survival instinct that will do everything they can to cut the rope.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, you know so much about gang stalking and mind control and cult mentality. We've talked about the technologies involved, electromagnetic frequencies. I think that the electric grid is also being used to put frequencies into every home, office, building there is, because it's carried over the grid. It's in the electricity. We know it can carry it and broadcast it. So you also have the cell phone grid. You've got Gwen. You've got satellites. You've got all manner of things. Now we've got
HARP.
Musk's Starlink. We've got HARP. So there'll be nowhere to hide. I do believe, and I forgive me, all of you listening, for belaboring this point, but there is something being done to the American public to tranquilize and sedate them in a way that I've never seen before. They're sitting down and putting up with this crap, mass murder, and now their children are going to be sacrificed. And make no mistake about it, this is a cult, critical, satanic sacrifice coming up beginning Monday for our children, our little children. 5 years of age and up. This is a cult killer. And if we accept this, that is more proof that there's something being done to the American people. What are your thoughts on that? How do you think they're doing it? Something's up.
Yeah, well, absolutely right. And I think you were wise to bring in the spiritual angle here. I think this is spiritual warfare. And this is recognized by many of the targeted individuals, including Dr. John Hall, who I feature in this post, who is a physician and a targeted individual who wrote Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control. And it's a good introduction to this subject, again, written by a medical expert, which is really the kind of expertise that we kind of need. But, you know, the MK Ultra research, which was highly supported financially by the government and by the DOD, Department of Defense, CIA, and other agencies, to the tune of over $1 billion a year, even back in the 50s. This was a Manhattan Project of the mind. They came up with many, many technologies for mind control, remote mind control, electronic mind control, electromagnetic frequencies, the Smirnoff patent, the SSS, S-Squad, I think it's Silent Spectrum Sound. I'll look it up here in a second, what can't those S's remember. Mean. But this is all going back to the 60s, where they could implant subliminal messages into the brain and control people remotely and influence their behavior. So I think, and of course, HARP has the capability of directing these frequencies to large population areas. And back in the 60s, again, Operation Pandora, the CIA and the military determined which frequencies cause which moods and which frequencies can disturb and take out which organs. So you have the capability of soft kill and hard kill with these electromagnetic frequencies. Soft kill is what's happening to most of the targeted individuals and most of the population now, I think. But the hard kill is just kill people with these frequencies. It's energy, including microwave, laser, even scalar, particle beam, and acoustic weapons. And this is the revolution in military affairs that was going on in this country back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And now I would argue, based on this article by Zafransky, that what he's kind of a philosopher of war, saying that, okay, we need to change the way we do war, and we're going to target individuals and groups skillfully with these electromagnetic frequencies and all the gang stalking technologies, and we will control people without killing them. This is the goal, to subdue the will of the enemy. And this is coming, you know, again from Sun Tzu. And his term neocortical warfare refers to assaulting and targeting the human brain. The neocortex is the 80% of the human brain, and then the more primitive aspects of our brain are the limbic, which is the reptilian portion, which, you know, controls our breathing and heart rate and things. And then the reptilian, and then the limbic is the paleo mammalian. So reptilian, limbic, and then neocortex are the three or triune aspects of the brain. What they're trying to do is defeat, control, modify behavior, and of course they're bringing all of their technologies to bear. And I agree with you. I think America's in a spell, which is scientifically created and enforced right now with propaganda, of course, with the mainstream media, and fear through all of the, you know, phony terrorism stuff, and then of course these frequencies. So it's quite an array of weaponry that can be brought against our civilian population. Now, technically, we own the government, right? That's what the Constitution says. But the government has the sure government thing. Has done a coup, or maybe a small elite which controls the government has done a series of coups, and we no longer have control of our government. In fact, they seem to be going for again, you know, the genocide now, with all of these things operating together.
Agreed. Well said. It's all true. The tech is there. Remember, they're decades ahead of what they'll ever admit in terms of mass mind control. They have so many platforms. It's not a joke. What we learned, Eric, 5 years ago in Europe, when all the Arabs and the sub-Saharan black Africans invaded Europe and the Europeans didn't stop it, they just kind of rolled over and welcomed them. They were being fed oxytocin in the dairy products. The dairy products were all loaded with oxytocin. All over Western Europe, milk, cheese, yogurt, all of it, ice cream. So every time they had dairy, they were dosing with oxytocin. They didn't know it. And that was kind of a primitive way to do it, because I think they've got electromagnetic frequencies now that can do it easily. But in any case, something has been done here. The American people don't even act the same. And that's not to go into the issue of once you have taken the bioweapon shot, in many cases, the personalities, the dynamics of the individual have been changed forever. I have had so many people tell me, well, my mother took the shot, my uncle, my friend, not the same anymore. They change.
Yeah, this is a horrible tragedy, and of course, some would be justified, I think, in, you know, calling these end times kinds of scenarios. All coming down, and the spiritual warfare aspect of this mind control, which wants to rob people of their free will, and I believe the Depop shot will do the same thing. So I think pretty much everything we say here about the mind control technologies applies also to the bioweapon. I think these missions are very much mutually reinforcing. But let me just read here what it says a little bit in John Hall. No, this is a book, The Human Energy Control Protocols by Jennifer Hoffman. What she says is about the SSS. They describe an energy control technology initially developed in the 1950s, she says, called Silent Sound Spread Spectrum, or SSSS. Or as the military calls it, S-Squad. It is so powerful that when it was used on Saddam Hussein's elite military troops, they all surrendered without firing a single shot.
They dropped to their knees and began kissing the boots of many American soldiers. That's how disabling it was.
Yeah, it connects directly with this technology, connects directly with the mind, manipulating the brain's energy patterns and altering its energy state. It is capable of implanting any kind of emotional state, usually negative, like fear, anxiety, despair, powerlessness, depression, and hopelessness, directly into the mind. Because it works at the brain level, the victim thinks it is coming from them, but it isn't. It is the SSS technology that is altering their brain state. Yeah, and again, there was actually, this was probably the central feature, or one central feature of the Cold War between the Soviets and the U.S. As the two principal rivals. They were researching the psychotronics and making tremendous strides in that area, these same kinds of weapons. And meanwhile, the American scientists, the elite groups of scientists were doing this. So we've had our brilliant mad scientists working on this since the 40s and 50s, well, at least into the 30s. And now all of these technologies seem to be in the hands of Satan, I don't know, demons or aliens or something.
Satanic. No, you're right. No, it's Satan. Whatever you want to call it. It's this darkness against light, evil against good, whatever. It's the oldest battle on the planet. And it's now in a terrifically malignant form.
Totally agreed, and I think personally, you know, it is both a secular and a spiritual battle.
Yes.
And I think all of us, of course, you know, those of us who are awake and aware, you know, all have our own individual strengths and weaknesses. I've tried to investigate both lines. Mostly as a professor, I would go with the secular to try to, you know, learn the information that will help protect me and others from these kinds of technologies. Other people might be more spiritually oriented and figure out, you know, quote-unquote countermeasures based on, some people would call it raising their frequency or whatever, getting close to God, getting spiritual armor. I think we are in an enormous spiritual war, and most people can't grasp how hideously evil and atrocious these technologies are, and what effects that they can have. This is where we need to slap cold water in people's faces, I'm afraid, and just say, wake up, you know, it's the 11th hour and 59th minute or whatever, no more TV, no more ball games, no more...
You think?
I don't know if we'll ever be there, but we need people to focus on survival, and to focus on survival with the knowledge of what the real threats are. The threats, of course, not the Muslims. Yeah. You know?
If I can say one thing to add and underscore that, if we look at this logically, only the tough and the prepared are going to survive a lot of this. That's the truth. The masses who are not prepared, the masses who have been shot up, not going to make it. Not for long. I'm sorry to say. That's my considered opinion. 2025. I think the Deagle.com projections are probably quite accurate. I have no reason to discount them at this point. We will see. But the death wave is growing, and now they're going after our children. That's where we are.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And they've been, you know, propagandizing us and gaslighting us as a public to such an extent that we have this psychotic mass psychosis, or a psychotic break between our understanding of what's happening, or say the majority's understanding of what's happening and what is happening. So the officially, of course, the gang stalking, electronic torture that we've been talking about now for some time doesn't exist, and the targets, the victims of these technologies are, you know, delusional, paranoid, schizophrenic. In other words, complete stonewalling, complete cover-up of perhaps what is now the main form of warfare in the world. The New World War does isolate. It's the most ironic thing. I mean, you talk about chutzpah. You know, we're going to create a new form of war, and then we're going to deny that it exists when we do it. It is very satanically clever. It is very evil. It is covered up very cleverly as well. But in this post, Jeff, I find myself in the position of still having to prove that, you know, this exists. And what I do is I take Zafransky's article on neocortical warfare, which is neuro warfare or mind war, and then compare his approach to how he thinks the new form of war should go, and then I compare that with the testimony of two very, very intelligent targeted individuals, and it's pretty hard if one, you know, looks at this material to disagree with the conclusion that they're all talking about the same system. Only Zafransky is a kind of philosopher of war sitting in his comfortable armchair at some war college, and these other two are being tortured to death by that very system. And people like Zafransky can, you know, rationalize this and say, well, there's always been war, and if we don't do this to others, they'll do it to us. And, of course, those are the assumptions that he gives, you know. Yeah, and he says that in the article, you know, and of course it's very self-serving, but it's basically Machiavelli. It's the idea of do unto others before they do unto us, you know, ensuring that the military-industrial complex will always get the funding that they want, because we need them, because war is with us always, and of course that ensures we'll never get beyond war to a reasonable civilization. Based on, you know, art, creativity, love, and kindness, you know, what could be on this wonderful planet, these people keep thwarting with this mentality.
Yep, certainly do. All right, hold on a minute. We'll take a break and come right back, Eric. We'll continue our conversation, and there is a lot going on here that the average American, the average citizen of this planet, is planet under siege, will never understand. They just won't get it. It's not within their purview. Stand by. Be right back. Hi, welcome back. Talking with Dr. Eric Carlstrom. What's the weather like up there? How are you doing?
Oh, well, well. We've had a magnificent day in southern Colorado in my little town of Crestone. It's the best of Indian summer. We have nice snow on the peaks.
Good.
The fall leaves are down, but it was just a crisp, beautiful, sunny day here. How about in your area, Jeff?
A little overcast, a little rain. Not a spectacular day, but maybe tomorrow. We'll see. We need more rain here. We're still in a drought. Don't let anyone kid you. We've had six or seven little storm systems come through, some larger than that, and it just only one time did it actually rain, as in rain. The rest of it, a lot of spritzes and drops, and just it didn't happen. The system went right on through. So the drought continues. Dry lakes, dry streams, not a pretty sight. So we need the water.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we need people to wake up, and we keep doing our best.
That's
hope
a drought, too, you're trying to quench. That's knowledge.
We're trying to quench
a
big drought. And, of course, this has all been very deliberate, as you well know, with one of your favorite guests, Charlotte Iserbite, has written a lot about this. This is all very deliberate as well. But so it is a kind of a Fabian socialism takeover plan or a cultural Marxism takeover plan. But it just starts to look, you know, more evil and deadly all the time.
Eric? It's a bizarre mixture, and I know this doesn't work for some people, but don't be hung up in a particular compartment. This is a combination of communism and fascism. At the top level, you've got corporate overthrow of what used to be a representative government, and at the bottom end, you've got communism, socialism everywhere. So it's a particularly deadly political configuration, and it's not going well. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. All right. As Maurice Strong himself put it, he said he believed in capitalism, i.e. fascism for the rich and communism for the poor.
That's well, precisely what we have here. You got it.
Yeah.
He had it.
Yeah. 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 Maybe I was a rare moment of candor, you know, but these globalists have been working on this a long time. Our hero, who's now departed, Tex Mars, did a lot of work on the Illuminati, the Bavarian Illuminati, and showed how much of what has transpired is according to their plan. It's worth studying that. And I would argue, and I would, you know, encourage your listeners, maybe take a look at this post, which Jeff named Neocortical Warfare, the Mind Control State. It might take a little study, but this is what's happening. This, in terms of the New World War, it's not nation against nation. It's public-private partnerships, that is to say, governments in partnership with, say, private security firms and non-governmental organizations and neighborhood watch, vigilante groups, all combined to take out, enemies of the state and or people that have been flagged as potential terrorist threats or people they just simply want to use to test their exotic directed energy weapons on, their neuro weapons on. It's a citizen elimination, a citizen neutralization program. Colonel John B. Alexander, who was called the Penguin in the elite scientific group called the Aviary, who was a big promoter of non-lethal
I had
weapons.
John on the program several times as a guest. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, he was,
well,
he was right in the middle
in
of it.
Book I have. What's that?
He was right in the middle of it, all this stuff.
He was a huge cheerleader for these non-lethal weapons, which are the main form of weaponry now, in the 80s. And he actually stated in one of his articles that the government needs the means to neuter elements of society that they view as problematic. Neuter, not neutralize, neuter. So these guys are kind of sick. You know, I guess the kind of people that is attracted to this, you know, total control power trip are really kind of, you know, off their rocker, maybe a little psychopathic, at least in my view.
Well, they marched to a different drummer, that's for damn sure.
What
I found him to be very intelligent in his field. He wouldn't obviously be able to go very far on radio with it because he was under strictures. But he was personable in a unique kind of a way. I enjoyed talking to him. He was clearly a man who was well versed and well entrenched in this field, which he knew at the time was going to be the dominant way to control so many people. He knew it, and it was obvious.
Yeah, and Dr. Alexander has a PhD in thanatology, which is the science of death. So he's a fun guy.
Well, that's another way to put it.
He'll tell you all about it.
Yes, you got it, and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, you know, he and Michael Aquino, who was with the NSA, who was an avowed Satanist.
I know.
Founded the Temple of Set. These are the kinds of people whose hands our nation has fallen, or they are the minions of the people that rule this country, who you know, are the heavy water carriers for the elite because they find exotic ways to kill people. And now I knew somebody,
Eric, just as a quickie, Aquino was, of course, at the Presidio in San Francisco for years, where he did a lot of his work, if you can call it that. But I met a young lady who, I don't know how she was, 30s, but she said that she had been there and knew Captain, I think it was Captain Aquino. She was one of his subjects. And I said, I know what you've been through. She said, you have no idea what I've been through. And so, yeah, for real.
Certainly, he was a pedophile, and there was a lot of pedophilia going on there. And, of course, that is kind of central to this parasitic, psychopathic elite in the sense that when one rapes a child less than six, you know, I guess it's a power trip for the adult, evidently, people like Aquino, I guess. But it's also so traumatic for the child that they split off alter personalities or subalters, which can be trained up as so now you have a multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder, which can be used again, of course, as a Manchurian candidate, a beta sex slave or a mule or whatever, like Susan Ford, Bryce Taylor and others. And so this gal might have gone through the same sort of thing. So what they've learned to do is to weaponize and biorobotize humans through trauma. And this really became a huge secret program with the DOD, the Department of Defense, called Monarch. And many argue, like Marshall Thomas in his book, Monarch, the New Phoenix Program, that what's going on with the targeted individuals is not only testing of these weapons, but trauma is being inflicted to such an extent they're trying to turn us, and I say us because I'm a TI, turn us into their biorobot slaves that they can control. Now, I'm sorry, I didn't sign up for that. I'm an American with civil liberties. But the problem with this program is it completely ignores all civil liberties, basically. All the laws of God and man are violated in this program. So when I say chutzpah, I mean these people, nothing's stopping them. They have absolute control, apparently, over
the
entire...
No, zero oversight. Nothing controls them. Nothing.
Yeah, the judiciary, the cops, the press are all complicit. And they'll even get your neighbors in on it, you know, and pay them a little money or whatever. And many of these groups that are really organizing the stalking and whatnot are filled with the ranks of ex-FBI people like InfraGuard who are now making two or three times their salary and using the same skills they learn in the FBI, as well as other, you know, detective agencies and ex-military and special ops. We got special ops doing this. So what we have is a society which is functioning on completely illegal basis now. We're turning our society into a society of predators who are making money on this program and prey, who are the objects of these horrendous and atrocious assaults, you know, both gang stalking on the ground, as well as the weapons testing, the electromagnetic weapons, the acoustic weapons, the scalar weapons, some people think, the SSSS, and many, many, many other high-level federal military technologies, which are in private hands and in the hands of the military and being used against average citizens who have done no crime. So this, I'd say, one of the greatest crimes in history. They're trying to turn good people into robot slaves. They're trying to do social engineering so that certain people that they target in this country and other countries will not be effective, and they can also use this as a way to steal people's creative ideas, intellectual property. They go right into the mind. They influence the mind. They create their shooters, you know, like the Vegas shooter and the Aurora shooters. These people have all been hearing voices in their head. But what are these voices in their head? Well, this is voice to skull, V2K, microwave hearing, synthetic telepathy.
I think it's beyond that. You're right, but it's beyond that. They've got things beyond it. V2K has been around for 30 years, hasn't it? So they're way beyond
40,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are old technologies now being rolled out on
at a
the
new
public.
Level. Yeah.
At a greater level than ever. And again, we've talked about the testimony of some brilliant TIs who managed to survive and figure out what's going on,
that's
like
amazing,
Susie Dawson in New Zealand. Yeah, these people are really quite quite amazing, heroic, and she makes the point that this is a growth industry. This is a for-profit growth industry, which everybody's making money on except for the targeted individuals, who, of course, are kind of a national sacrifice. You know?
The morbid truth. Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And yet, you know, where's the groundswell of opposition? I mean, are we seeing people out there effectively changing this system? I don't think so. We're trying to get the word out. What effect is it having? I really wonder, you know. You've been talking about this now for, I'm sure, 10 years, maybe 15, maybe 20.
I think I first started talking about this, honestly, at least 25 years ago on this program.
Well, that's fantastic. You're ahead of the curve. I didn't know about it 25 years ago. I really didn't research it until I had to, you know, as a TI.
You did. You did the right thing to try to preserve yourself, your safety, your security. And if it hadn't been for your intellect, you probably never would have gone there. You couldn't have done it. You're smart.
Well, fortunately, you know, as a university professor who's used to, you know, research, reading and writing, et cetera, I was simply able to kind of take those skills and move them over to my website, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And, you know, and of course, there are many, many others. I don't claim to be the, you know, Dr. John Hall has written a couple great books. Cheryl Welsh has done some great work. Dr. Ronnie Kilda, the former chief medical officer in Finland, probably one of the most brilliant TIs, who was targeted for 30 years, and then I believe she was murdered with this technology. So this is murder. This is murder and torture. So, you know, how can we reach out to our fellow Americans in such a way that they say, we're not going to support this. We live in America. We're the owners, rightful owners of our government. Political leaders serve us.
Honestly, Eric, we've got to review this and come up, I think, to a different determination. We no longer have a government. It's gone. We have controllers, and I think it's velvet glove murder, soft torture constantly. And, hell, we can't even wake up America to tell them not to take these bioweapon shots that are going to kill them. People are dying all the time, like flies now. And the media, the mainstream communist media, covers it all up. Nobody knows about it. And the beat goes on. And now they're going after the children. This is Satan, if there ever was a Satan. This is it. No doubt. If you can't see it, I'm sorry for you. But it's there. This is as black as evil gets. At least I hope. I can't imagine anything much worse. And we haven't seen anything yet. The course that this is on is so viciously, ruthlessly diabolically brutal that most people are not equipped or able to even begin to wrap their mind around it.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm not talking for you. Yeah. I'm talking for myself.
No, absolutely, I agree. It is very difficult to wrap your mind around it. As we just mentioned, I mean, I was a professor for 30 years, so I'm used to intellectual challenges. I'm used to reading a lot. And once one reads and reads and reads and reads and comes up with, you know, verification of what's happening, there's no question what's happening. But of course, if the majority are watching, getting their worldview from the evening news, they're not plugged into the same reality. They're plugged into a different and very, you know, cosmetic reality, unfortunately. And of course, this then becomes extremely divisive.
You know where they are?
Divide and conquer mechanism. Yeah,
They're in one of Pavlov's dog crates, if that's what they're doing for news and information.
Yeah, and now that they've got them there with the propaganda, and then put the needle in their arm, then they can actually change their body and their mind with the ingredients in the so-called vaccine or the injections. And that is what's so tragic. It has been a very cleverly devised sequence. And of course, we have to, you know, mention a few names like, the Rockefeller Foundation, which has been interested in this mind control stuff, and the medical industry and the drug industry from the get-go. And, you know, wrote a lockstep document in 2010, scripting all this out. We have to give a nod to the United Nations as one of the most diabolically inspired institutions of man's history. And then, of course, the World Economic Forum, Johns Hopkins, MIT, many top universities, Harvard, Yale, all complicit in this takeover, really, culling of the human species. And I do think that there is an idealism at the top that they are improving the lot of humanity by removing, 7 billion of us so that their friends and their families will have the planet to themselves. But I can only look at this as the greatest crime possibly of all time.
Name me another one.
I'm sure you agree.
This is global. Oh, I totally agree with you. Sure.
Yeah, this is a very evil group that has had a 300-year or more plan for world takeover.
Right.
They are satanically inspired. There's various books, Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier is one. The 13 Satanic Bloodlines, Paving the Road to Hell by Reuter. Robin de Reuter is another. There's a whole series of books that will get you into the kind of the core of the cult.
And any of Tex Mars' books, and any of them. Tex was just dialed right into this. Yeah,
Tex taught me so much. I must have purchased many of his books and many of his CDs, his Power Prophecy Talks, because he really zeroes in on the Illuminati and what they're all about. Interestingly enough, Jeff, I was just looking through Bloodlines of the Illuminati, which strangely has disappeared from my house in the last 4 days.
That's a typical TI thing.
We get break-ins, and kind of doesn't matter how secure you think your house is. But anyway, I remember I had underlined the part in the front where it said the Illuminati really is run by the Council of 13, which this is coming from Fritz Springmeier's book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, which is comprised of 12 Satanists and one atheist. Then the Committee of 300, which you know all too well from your discussions with Dr. John Coleman, former MI6. And then the lower part of the pyramid is the Sanhedrin, which is kind of the judicial branch of Judaism, which condemned Christ to be crucified. And it's the same dynamic, same group. And this is the pyramid that he identifies as being at the top of the power structure. And then these 13 Illuminati families, and actually many, many more that are allied, would be supporting that. So So I think it's worth knowing that the real power structure is above the level of our governments. It has infiltrated our governments. It has controlled our governments. It has taken over our governments. And we as a people have just fallen, well, we've been outclassed. We've been outsmarted. We've been outmaneuvered in a series of very diabolically clever coups, going back to the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, in which the European bankers took over our economy by creating the Federal Reserve and then giving them a private army, with the 1947 National Security Act. If this country were to possibly reconstitute itself, it would, the first thing it would need to do would be to repeal those two laws and bring money back into the hands of Congress and power back into the hands of the American people. But it is probably too late, as I think you probably agree.
We're really at the end of the line now, and we're up against the blackness. And are we going to be able to shine lights in there and make some kind of a stand? I don't know. I just don't know. I do suspect that the people have been disarmed, taken down intellectually, mentally. All their value systems have been wrecked for the most part. People listening to this program are in the minority, of course, but they understand and they know it's difficult to reach through and connect with people that we would like to help. And if it's 40% who are really vaxxed, or if it's 60% who are vaxxed, it doesn't matter. We have a formidable army on our side that can mount a tremendous effort to stop this if we can just get organized and keep at it. It's critical. We have to. It's now or never.
Absolutely agreed. And the very basis of our efforts has to be to find the truth and to spread the truth and to have our spiritual strength fortified as much as possible. I believe, and then survive. Figure out how to survive.
I agree. Yeah, keep doing your wonderful work, Eric. Thank you. Great. Talk to you next month. In fact, 2 weeks. So you be well.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you so much, Jeff. You're doing
okay.
Great work, too. I really appreciate it and look forward
Thank
to the
you.
Next one.
Okay, thanks,
bye-bye.
My friend. All right. Good night. Okay. That is a Thursday night program for you. We're back tomorrow night. A lot of interesting things on board for you. So I hope to talk to you tomorrow. Take care.